Hello, Tower Bottoms. It's me, your host, Zach Noe Towers, and this has been a podcast about sex. That's right. This will be the last episode of Good Morning Sodomites for the foreseeable future. I love this podcast. I continue to think that this podcast and others like it are so important for people on their sexual journey, and it has been a joy getting to connect with so many of you and answer questions and laugh and just be there for each other. But at the moment, there are some other projects that are requiring a lot more of my time and attention. So while this is goodbye for now, I do not think it's goodbye forever. In the meantime, if you need your weekly dose of Zach Noe Towers, I'll be co-hosting Kelsey Dara's podcast, Confidently Insecure. And for those of you with XM, keep your ears open in the next couple of months. Exciting things to come. I love you all so much, and I'll see you soon. I will see you very, very soon. But let's get to this week's episode. Without any further ado, this is Slutting Around with Dan Whitman.
Give it to me. Good morning, sodomites. With Zach Noe Towers.
Dan Whitman.
Wow.
This is actually a very exciting episode for me because you're one of the few like past like people I've dated.
Yeah.
So I'm feeling a little vulnerable.
And you should.
Yeah.
I was planning on talking about you the entire time.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
No, but I don't even know where to begin. You have lived in LA how long?
2 years, a little over 2 years.
Okay. And I met you fresh off the boat.
Fresh. I wasn't even technically living here.
Oh,
I was living,
wow.
I don't know if you remember, I was living in a Airbnb.
A halfway house.
Yes, exactly. An Airbnb that had one bedroom with three people.
Yes.
And I was sleeping in the closet with a mattress I drove down from San Francisco.
Classic. Yeah.
Which
boy
you never saw.
LA. No.
I would never let you come to
my
place.
Wasn't it also like on the beach?
Yeah, it was in like the Venice Canal.
Okay.
Yeah.
You gotta mention that. Yeah. Like I was sleeping in a cardboard box next
on
to the beach.
Canal,
yeah.
So next to the beach. Which actually, when you say I slept in the cardboard box next to Venice Beach, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Glamour.
Yeah, exactly.
But you survived that. You were in Hawaii for a stint.
Went to Hawaii after I was here. I was like nomading around for a while.
Mm-hmm.
So I left LA, went to San Francisco, where I was living before this, before LA. Went to my storage unit, got some shit, went to Hawaii, lived there for 6 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got an apartment when I was in Hawaii.
Before that, you were in San Francisco.
Yeah.
And I am going somewhere with this.
Tell me.
Is there like, okay, where are the guys hotter or where's the sex better?
Ooh. Okay, I think
I mean, you weren't in Hawaii like that long.
Wait, are you asking comparing Hawaii to San Francisco
and LA?
Okay, so Hawaii doesn't really count because it was peak COVID and there was like one gay person on Grindr in my area, so
and
I didn't.
Did you not touch on the person
pee-pee there?
Wow.
Yeah.
Damn.
I know, it's kind of a bummer, but
yeah. But also there wasn't. You said there weren't many people avail in general,
and it was like when COVID was like. Have you talked to anyone? Have you seen anyone? Like,
sure.
We weren't really sure how to navigate.
Yeah. Is this worth dying for?
Yeah, exactly. Which I was like, I'll just ride my bike or something.
Okay, wait. Then between San Francisco and LA, because I have kind of a theory.
Okay. I mean, I feel like objectively hotter people live in Los Angeles, as one might expect.
Does objective mean like...
Oh, yeah, let me take that back. Let me get back to the word objective. I'd say the stereotypically hot guy
interesting
lives in LA.
Sure.
Like, if you're thinking like pretty coiffed 17 abs, etc., etc., that's LA.
I love an odd number of abs.
Yeah, I know.
Or it's a just weird... rounded off by like a bottom one or a top
yeah,
one.
And they like they've been working out weird for a couple of years.
Yeah.
You realize
I was doing sit-ups wrong.
Yeah, who knew? But I think in SF, I will say the people in SF also very attractive.
So
my
hot.
My best friends live up there and I think they're hot as shit. But they aren't as hot as the people here, but I think it makes the sex a little better
because they have to
try a little harder, myself included, you know.
It's fun. I completely am on board with that. Obviously like
the magazine print models are all roaming around Los Angeles, California. Yeah. But the guys in San Francisco are like, tend to be smarter.
Yeah.
And like, not in entertainment, yes, which is attractive in itself. And then they're a little grungier.
Yeah.
Like they aren't hot foot forward. They're like cool guy with a good job.
Yeah.
Foot forward.
Yes, exactly. Like is, I agree.
Yeah.
I think that it's like the like you get in there and you're like, you have been prioritizing like things aside from your, like just your looks or just your, yes, 17 abs.
Like
or,
you have a 401k.
Totally.
And that makes me horny. That makes me, someone in their 30s, horny.
Horny, baby. tell me when to open one up.
Right? Oh.
I'm kidding, I have one.
Yeah. And also you told me, I remember you were with like a startup at one point and you were like, yeah, the crazy thing about tech is like any minute it could go public and like I'd be like set for life.
Totally.
Is that accurate?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, I have a number of friends who have been like, yeah, I was working this job for 4 years and then we went public and now I bought a house. That's how they pronounce them in San Francisco.
Yeah.
<That's>
weird. A house. Okay, but going way back to the beginning, do you remember the first thing that made you horny?
Yes. If I recall, I'm trying to remember if this is the first time that made me horny. The
or
first
like aware of like sex or off. Like,
because they're, because it's the same thing.
It hit us with it.
So when I was little, I was probably like, I don't know, 8, 10-ish. I was playing FIFA, the soccer video game.
Okay.
It was, I remember specifically it was FIFA 96. But it was old, later than 96, so I was like, you know, so I wasn't 6 years old.
Sure.
And when you scored a goal in that game, there would be like a little animation.
Sure.
Where the like players
would
run. Like
do a flip or something, or like
flip.
Slide.
Yeah, exactly. And there was one animation in particular where the player.
This is such a deep.
Who scored. I know. I've like thought about this a number of times since coming out because people have been like, hey, like, when did you realize you were gay? And I was like, I think this is the
did
moment.
Did you jerk off to FIFA soccer animations?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Okay, same. Perfect. Same.
Yeah. So there was
what was the animation?
The animation was the player who scored would run and jump into the arms of the player, another player, but their, like, dick would be right on, like, basically the mouth of the player they jumped into. Yeah. And, like, mind you, it's, like, 1998, so the animation, like, graphics are not good. It's basically just, like, a little triangle on their pants. But I remember seeing that and being like, whoa, I, like, want him to jump on my arms. I want his dick in my
face.
I want his triangle in my face.
Now I'm, like, desperate to see what the animation quality was.
It was bad. It was, like... like lots of like angles, okay, and not a lot of curves.
Okay, so there's no dick outline or anything.
No, dick
you just
outline.
Knew that his crotch was like in his face.
Right. I mean, it was zoomed way in.
Like, was the guy like holding him under his butt?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wait, are soccer players still a sexual trigger for you?
Absolutely.
Really?
The World Cup just a couple weeks ago.
I'm not familiar with that.
It's a game. Okay. Sport, whatever, you know. But
I've played cups before.
Okay.
And Anna Kendrick's cups, I support.
We'll get you there.
Okay.
We'll there. I'll show you afterwards. I'll show you what it means. But no, I do. So I ended up playing soccer my whole life. Not my whole life, till I got to college.
Because of this fan.
No, I don't think so. But I now maybe. Like maybe sure. Part of it was because.
It's all interwoven.
Yeah, it was like, oh, these guys are hot. And like, I'm definitely
I'm a
straight.
Slut.
Like, but these guys are hot, you know?
When did you. Okay. You were convincing yourself that you were straight, or when did you know you were gay?
I think like a lot of people, it was like I knew deep down, but never could admit it to myself. I was looking at like Abercrombie magazines and like that kind of
for
shit.
The guys with the cut, with the cum gutters. Oh my God,
those cum gutters. Whew.
If there had been some hairy Abercrombie models, I would have been set for life.
Mm,
but they were all like
very,
very smooth.
Yeah.
They didn't believe in pubic hair in that store.
I feel like the older, I was really into that then. But the older I get, the more I'm like, give me some hair.
Give me a little hair.
Give me a little,
I want to know.
Musk in there.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think, what was
your
question?
You did soccer.
I did soccer. Did I realize I was gay then?
Oh, yeah, yeah,
or
yeah.
Something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Or when did you? You knew deep down, but you were
right,
not
but
listening.
I was like, you know, repressing it.
What was gay like in your family?
Didn't really matter, but okay. I grew up in central Pennsylvania. Thank you. I asked my parents to move there when I was born.
Central Pennsylvania.
My first words. They were all four
central
syllables.
Central Pennsylvania.
In my school and high school, I think there was maybe two or three out gay men. Mm-hmm. And I didn't really identify with them.
How were they treated poorly? Or not really?
Probably. Oh. I don't know. Okay. I didn't like, I treated them well.
Sure. You
know, human, but people
deep down gay.
Deep down homosexual. But like the rest, I'm sure they were bullied, you know?
But you didn't identify with them. You were like, I'm not like, that's not me.
Yeah. That's not me. So I must not be gay.
Wow.
You know? And the same with like, you know, what I was seeing on TV at the time weren't like gay men that I identified with. Mm-hmm. So I was kind of like, oh, I guess I'm not, you know? And my parents are like totally fine with gay people. Like all growing up, they were like, yeah, like
gay people.
You love who you love. We don't really give a shit.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, it was wonderful. But I just like I couldn't like admit it to myself.
Sure.
And then years later, when I was living in San Francisco, I was probably 24 at the time. Yeah.
You didn't get gay until 24?
I didn't get gay until I was 24. I had like one very brief peck on the lips with a man in college and it didn't count. And then
my jaw's on the floor.
I know. It's rolling. It's like that Ally McBeal. Yeah. Yeah. So I was in San Francisco. I was out one night with some friends. And a female friend had some gay friends visiting from Boston.
Okay.
I went out with her to celebrate a birthday, started talking to one of the guys. We were both drinking very quickly, very heavily, you know? So I kind of like blacked out for a little bit, but then I came back too. And when I came back too, I was at my friend's house and we all were there like having an after party.
Okay.
And I lived truly a block down the street, but everyone was like going to bed. And the one guy that I'd been like flirting with was going to sleep on the couch, and it was a Chase lounge couch.
Cute.
So he laid on like one part, I laid on the other, and I was laying there and I was like, what am I doing? And I sat up and I looked at him and I grabbed his arm and I pulled him over to me and I just like vigorously made out with him. And then I took him back to my house.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
You abducted him.
I abducted
from
him.
Your friend.
I kidnapped him. I said, you're mine for the weekend. Which wasn't untrue. And then we like hooked up a little bit. We didn't have like sex, but we hooked up.
Sex to you is sex, penis like, and anus?
Yeah. I guess. Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, yeah. Thinking about it that way. I mean, sex, I think sex can be a lot of things, but we did not have penis and anus sex, but we had penis and mouth sex.
Yum.
Yeah. Really tasty.
Were you guys the same age-ish?
I think so. He might have been like a year or two younger than me.
Okay.
But basically the same age. And here's the kicker. So I obviously wasn't out to anyone. I lived in a house of five people. And at like 4 a.m. we were done hooking up. I went into the kitchen to get a glass of water. And my roommate was in the kitchen. And she was just like standing there drinking water. And she was also out with us that night, but went home way earlier than me. And I was like,
and you're like,
hi. And I was like basically naked. I wasn't like fully naked.
Yeah. Undies or something.
And she was like, hey. And then I just like ran back to my room. Oh no, I was like, what are you doing awake? And then I like ran to my room. Like, I got like freaked out.
Oh my God.
And the next morning she was like, did you bring someone home last night? And I was like, I brought a boy home last night. She was the first one I came out to the next day.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Were any of the other four people queer in your house?
No, I'm trying to, that house had so many people living in it, like, it's like rotating door. I think one, maybe. I can't
also
remember who lived there.
How is it that you were in San Francisco as like a closeted person? It is like truly in my head, the one place where it's like, no one bats an eye.
Totally.
I would just assume that most men I see in San Francisco are gay.
Yeah. I mean, now I'm the same way. Like every time I'm walking around, I'm like everyone's gay until proven straight.
Yes.
But I think San Francisco is a big reason why I came out in San Francisco. Because I got there with all my like internalized homophobia and my frameworks of what meant to be gay. And then I met a bunch of gay people and I was like, oh, I identify with a lot of you. And then, of course, I was like, and a lot of you are really hot.
Yeah, you identify that penis and mouth part.
Yeah. Put that pee-pee in my mouth, yes. You know?
Wait, but we skipped a big chunk.
Okay.
Going back, do you remember the first time you discovered your body and or your first orgasm?
I remember my first orgasm. I don't remember. I guess when you say like discovered my body. Like,
I mean orgasm.
Yeah, okay, great.
Yeah, kind of like, oh, my penis like does this thing.
It's like hard. Like,
yeah. It's changing shape.
It was during FIFA.
Was it?
Yeah. I remember playing it and then I was like, what's going on here? It's getting like harder. And then I would like kind of touch it and be like, ooh, that's like a fun feeling, you know? And then I'm pretty sure, if I remember correctly, I ended up like coming in my pants while playing and like running to my room really quickly.
Sure.
Hoping like my parents weren't around.
Of course.
You know, because I was just like in the living room, you know?
Do you have siblings?
Yeah, I have an older sister.
Okay.
And I think she was still, yeah, she's 7 years older than me, so
wow.
A lot of my childhood, she was in college.
Yeah.
But I think she was still around.
Wow. Okay, so then once you came, did you, like... No, I was going to say, was it off to the races? Did you, like, jerk off all the time? But I think, like, a lot of little boys probably did. Like, yeah. A lot of us.
I think I think it, like, was not a slow build, but it wasn't, like, immediately
sure.
I was jerking off all the time.
Like, whoa.
Yeah, but I remember there being, like, a moment... I have another memory of, like, being in my bedroom... during the day.
More ideal than like family room.
Right.
With soccer.
Like, with soccer, like that I've been playing and suddenly I'm not playing anymore. I know. I remember like being in my room. I don't remember what I was doing, but I remember also like I think ejaculating then, but it was like, I was still so young that I don't know if anything really came
yeah,
out.
Yeah.
Know? One of those.
Do you remember your first sexual experience with another person?
Yes. It was with a woman. I know.
Wendy's 2 for $6 lets you mix and match some of our best items, like Dave Single with a 10-piece crispy nugs, medium strawberry lemonade with a spicy chicken sandwich, spicy chicken with a Dave Single, Dave Single with a strawberry lemonade, strawberry lemonade, if you're into that. Chicken Sam, crispy nugs, strawberry lemonade, Dave's, nugs, Sam. Whew. Pick what you want at a price you want. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's 2 for $6.
For a limited time, price and participation may vary at U.S. Wendy's. On the card only. Single item at regular price.
So I was a bit of like sexually a late bloomer generally. So this is my senior year of high school.
Okay.
Because I wasn't that late.
No.
I had been...
around when I started like fucking around with people. Yeah. It was boys, but yeah.
Yeah. I hadn't really like kissed... I had like one kiss when I was in like 9th or 10th grade, but then not a whole lot after that.
Like in a spin the bottle situation or like a date or a dance?
It was like planned that we were gonna kiss.
Oh my God.
And I was with friends and like they kept trying to push us like by each other.
Like, go.
And they're like, kiss each other. And then we did and it was awful. Which I think is probably why I'm gay, to be honest.
No. One, hear that, girls? One bad
one kiss
and don't. We're changing teams. If that were the case, and it could go both ways, I would have been straight again. Because a lot of guys aren't great kissers.
Yeah. That makes sense. Especially when you're like young, you're kind of a bad kisser generally.
Yeah.
But I remember we had, I think this is the first like sexual experience outside of kissing.
Mm-hmm.
I had, my parents were out of town. My sister was in college. So I had the place to myself.
Party.
I had a party with 3 other people.
Nice.
Which was my then ex-girlfriend, who I'd never had like a
physical relationship. Yeah.
And her friend, mm-hmm. and then somebody else came too.
All went to the same school?
No, only me and my ex-girlfriend. So I met her friend that night, and she and I were like drinking and flirting and then hooking up. And we like hooked up in my like living room, basement living room.
Sure, with the soccer playing.
With the soccer playing in the background. I asked her to be as manly as
yes,
possible.
Yes, to kick you in the balls.
Yeah, but I like, you know. I like did some hand stuff. I got down in there.
What was your mental process like? Because you were, did you know, I mean, were you fully into it or were you like, I've got to just start doing this?
I think I was into it because I wanted to be having sexual experiences. Mm-hmm. And I was like, it was learned by me that I needed to have them with women.
Mm-hmm.
And I wasn't craving to have them with men. I was like, I really want like female or sexual experiences with females.
Sure.
And then I did it and I was like, oh, that was really fun. Like, cool. I really like sex. Well, we didn't have sex, but we had like
sex,
other types of sex.
I get it.
Yeah. So yeah, it was interesting. Like being like, what I'm doing is what I should be doing, but not knowing if I liked it or not. Cause it was my first time. And then, of course, you know, when I, many years later, hooked up with a man, I was like, oh, this is what I like.
Yeah, wait, let's jump to that.
Yeah.
Okay, so that was that guy that you kidnapped.
Uh-huh.
And did you really hang out with him all weekend?
We did. I mean, for most of the weekend. I didn't, like, kidnap in the sense where it was just him and I the rest of the weekend.
Yeah,
if I remember,
but you were part of each other's plans.
Yeah, like, he was there for, I think, 3 days or so. And the girl that he is friends with, I was really, am still really close with.
Mm-hmm.
So I just did whatever she was doing that weekend because I knew he'd be there.
Okay, so when you hung out with this girl again mm-hmm. later that weekend or after the hookup, was that your coming out?
With her, yeah.
Okay.
I mean, so like there was a moment during that weekend, it was like the end of the weekend, and he had to go somewhere for something. It was like an errand. Like he had to go somewhere, and I was like, I'm going to just chill. And I was at her house. So then when he left,
you're like,
I was like, what is going on? And she was like, it's okay. You can do whatever you want.
Oh,
and I was like,
oh,
thank you.
And then did your thing with this boy. Okay, because it was your first guy. Were you goo-goo-gaga head over heels?
I mean, kind of, yeah. But so I lived in SF and he lived in Boston.
Oh, wow.
So we like downloaded Snapchat for my first time ever and was just like snapping back and forth for like months.
Wow.
Or at least weeks, you know.
And then it fizzled
because like, you know, he lives in Boston.
Boston is somehow further than most places.
Yeah, I forget about Boston, and then I'm like, oh my god, it's like
forget
Canada.
Or push it out of your mind. No offense, Boston listeners.
You should take offense. I don't like Boston.
It does strike me as like white and racist, but maybe that's not accurate.
It's like too Americana for me. I think
it's the accent too.
Oof.
The pride in the accent, where I'm like, you know, that's not like. It's not good.
Right. But some people love that accent.
Oh,
some
I know.
People go head over
people from
heels.
Boston.
That's true.
They just laid on thick. I'm like, a little less, please.
Yeah,
por favor.
I'm good. So yeah, we like chit-chatted for a bit. And then I was like now out in San Francisco. I came out to everyone in like 3 months, including my parents. Like I just like
cool.
ripped the Band-Aid off.
Were people like, yeah, cool, whatever? Or we were like, I knew?
Two of my closest friends at the time, well, they're still two of my closest friends, were like, floored, surprised, and I was like, are you serious? Like, how could you not know?
I'm not like a serial monogamous with a girl or you
right.
know what I mean? I'm not
and
like,
also like, you know, I present pretty homosexual,
sure.
you know. And then everyone else was not surprised. I had one friend be like, cool, when can I like hook you up with someone? And I was like, immediately, you know.
Did they do a good job? Do you remember?
They never connected me with them.
Damn it.
I know. It's okay.
I don't as a rule I don't ever encourage straight people to hook us up with each other.
I agree. I think we all know. It's like, you're gay. You'll get along. It's like, no, don't like.
Or they're seeing us like from the inside out and we see each other kind of from the outside in.
What do you mean?
Like, they're like, oh, Dan's such a great guy. So is Corey. And like, that might be true, but like Dan and Corey could look at each other and be like, oh, absolutely not.
Totally. I think
we work backwards often.
Yeah. There's a lot to be said about like physical attraction.
Yeah.
Which kind of sucks because
it does.
The more you get to know someone, I think they become more or less attractive physically as you know them better.
For sure.
Yeah.
I always think about like a friend who I thought was smoking hot when I first met them. And now I'm like, if that person touched me, I would freak out. Yeah. I'd be like, I don't want their saliva anywhere near me.
It's so funny because I feel that way about, I mean, I think about that with like exes, you know, where I'm like, oh, you were like the hottest guy in the world. And I don't know.
Like
anymore.
Sometimes their face changes shape. You're like, it's like, what happened?
Yeah.
The veil was lifted.
Yeah,
or the
yeah.
rose colored glasses were taken off.
Totally. Yeah.
Okay. So then you're in San Francisco, you're sexually active in a homosexual way.
Mm-hmm.
Did you turn into like a little like slut? And I say that with love.
Yeah, slut is a positive term in my book.
Yeah, okay.
I sort of, but no. So my trajectory was like, I met this guy who was my first boyfriend, but I kind of consider him like a training wheels boyfriend. Actually, the story's kind of gnarly. Gnarly in like a fun way.
Okay.
I was in Peru with some friends.
As you do.
As one does. And I flew back to San Francisco on Beta Breakers. Do you know what Beta Breakers
yeah,
is?
Yeah, I used to do Beta Breakers.
Yeah, yeah.
Because so of like, Danny Snodgrass. And,
you know, it's like an insane day of, you get up at 6 a.m.
Blackout.
blackout.
You're like half
drugs,
naked.
Half naked.
Grabbing penises
city.
In the bushes.
Yeah,
or exactly. Not in the bushes.
Or anywhere. Well, you'll hear where I grabbed one.
Okay.
So I land at like, I don't know.
You came back from Peru for Beta Breakers?
No, just coincidentally was the same day.
Oh.
Also happened to be right around my birthday.
Okay.
It's always all, there's like this amalgamation of things that happen this day.
It's always your birthday, Beta Breakers, in Peru.
It's all
every
like, year.
Always every in year. The mix.
Sorry, I can't talk. I'm in Peru again.
I'm in Peru for my birthday.
But I'll be back soon. So we land, we sprint home, change, go directly to a party. I'm at this party. I've been traveling for hours and hours and hours, and I see a friend and I grab her water bottle and I slam like the water bottle. And she goes, "Hun, that was Molly water. And I was like, "Well, I've never done Molly before. So here we go."
You've never done Molly before?
I've never
Had
done
Had you
it.
Done drugs in general? Like
not really.
Coke?
Not a little bit of Coke probably.
Okay.
But I... At this time in my life, I was 24, 25.
Freshly gay.
And freshly gay. I was pretty afraid of drugs for a while.
Of course.
So I was just like drinking a lot. And then this was like, I guess this also ripped off my like drug virginity too. So
if
I like.
Do it. Beta Breakers is probably good.
Totally.
You know.
People are fucked up everywhere right now. So I like, I drink this Molly water by accident. Like, well, I guess I'm rolling and I start drinking. And she's there with a friend and he's really hot. And I was like,
is he hot or is he Molly water hot?
He's, you know,
he's actually,
honestly, I think he's really hot.
He was an old broom.
He was
with
it was a broom and a hat.
Yes.
And I confused
him. Oh, I was so hard for him.
My Lord.
And he was hard for
Splinters
me.
Splinters left and right.
Okay. So he was hot. Was the Molly fun too?
The Molly was fun.
Okay.
Was
okay.
So he's hot. He's also really drunk. We start making out. And then I was like, I have to go to the bathroom. Don't ask me why, but there's porta potties at this party.
Of course.
And he comes into the porta potty and we just are making out in the porta potty and like hooking up in the porta potty.
With that like smell, that chemical shit smell.
Yeah, it's like disgusting.
That is a great advertisement for both Molly and horniness.
Yeah, and Beta Breakers.
And Beta Breakers. Like, you won't even mind the shitty, pissy smell.
Because you'll have your first real gay experience. Like, so, and we ended up dating for 3 months after
Stop.
That. Yeah.
That's actually shocking to me.
Yeah. It was wild. We hung out like a couple days later and I was like, oh, you're actually pretty cool and pretty hot and I don't really know what I'm doing. So
let's go.
Yeah.
Wait, was this the tall guy that was mean to you? Was
no.
there a tall guy that was mean
I
to
mean,
you?
I mean, let's name the tall guys that have been mean to me.
Doesn't narrow it down at all.
Yeah, probably.
I thought there was like
actually,
a guy.
Actually, he was kind of short.
Okay.
So this was not the guy you're thinking of, but okay. I don't know.
We'll get there,
we'll
maybe.
We'll get there, yeah.
Dated
for 3 months. I forget the original question now. I'm just telling a story.
No, you said it was a gnarly story.
Was it the porta potty? The porta potty Molly hookup.
That's great.
Yeah. Oh,
I was really just asking about sluttiness.
Right. So,
and you answered that question.
Yeah, so I was slutty in that moment, but then I dated him and like, I mean, we hooked up, but I wasn't hooking up with other people. And then we broke up and almost immediately I dated my like first, who I consider like my first real boyfriend. We dated for like a year and a half and we're like in it, monogamous. So after we broke up, then I went through like my big stuff.
Okay.
So that was fun.
Wait, talking about the year and a half,
mm-hmm.
was a lot of that blissful?
Yeah, yeah. It was really good. He actually lived in LA and I lived in SF. Yeah.
So it was long distance the whole time?
It was long distance for 8 months. And then he moved to San Francisco. So then we were dating.
For you?
No,
it was just coincidental. Like, yeah, okay.
He was like thinking about leaving LA and was deciding between SF and somewhere else. And then we started dating and I was like, come on up, honey.
You're in San Francisco. Yeah. Did you guys live together?
No.
Okay.
No, we didn't. That was intentionally didn't live together. It was mostly very fun. And then towards the end, kind of just got like, we just weren't a fit.
You know?
I was like so freshly out. He'd been out for a while. Like we were just misaligned on a lot of things.
Yeah.
But only have love for him now.
Okay.
You know?
And then you went into turbo slut mode.
Crazy.
I love.
Yeah.
Okay.
So yeah, I just like slutted around. I made friends with some like people who party and would go out a lot and just like meet guys and hook up and yeah. It's great.
Rinse, repeat. Whenever someone says party, I get nervous because I think they mean meth.
Party with? I meant meth.
Okay.
Yeah.
You were
doing
like,
a lot of meth at the time.
Meth.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you know, whatever. You only live once. So.
I just think it's so crazy how like meth is so like openly used in the gay community.
It is
or at least on Grindr. People are like,
no
partying. No dick turned away.
Yeah, it's like, I don't. I mean, I guess to each their own, but I think meth is objectively pretty bad for you.
I think so too.
Like, I don't know.
Oh no, I like, if I could give one piece of advice to anybody, be like, stop doing meth.
Don't do meth. Have you ever accidentally done meth?
So, you know, it's so funny, I used to say I've never done meth on purpose.
Yeah.
Because like, I've done Molly before where I was like having fun for like an hour or two, and then I did not go to sleep for like 12 to 16 more hours. Do you know what I mean? I was like,
yes.
And not like, oh, it was a long night. It was like, oh no, I'm fresh as a fucking daisy. Yeah. Like, eyes won't blink.
Yeah, there's that. That's what I've heard. I've never done it by accident or on purpose.
I'm always very intentional with my meth use.
Yeah, when I use it, I'm using it in safe places. No, I haven't, but I have friends and like ex-boyfriends who have the same story of like, yeah, I thought I was smoking weed and then suddenly I couldn't fall asleep for like 2 days because I did meth, you know?
It boggles my mind. And it must feel like a super drug at first. If you're like up for days, just like getting shit done.
You're doing, cleaning the house.
I heard you either get productive or you are endlessly horny.
Oh, wow.
It's like meth users are screaming. They're like, no, that's not true. But anyway. Okay. So slutty in San Francisco. How long were you in San Francisco?
7 years.
That takes us up until 2.5 years ago?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. So yeah, it was fun. I was like single for a bit. Then I dated a guy for 2.5 years. And then when we broke up is when I left San Francisco.
Was there not a guy who was kind of like, not mean maybe, but like domineering towards you?
Oh, I think that's my first boyfriend. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Or I could be making it up.
You might be, but I feel like he was kind of domineering, pretty controlling. He was, I don't want to like assign labels to sexual preferences, but he was
strict
like,
top.
Total top. Yeah.
Yeah. This is the guy.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Great.
Yeah.
He, and because, well, not because of that, but that also was like indicative of kind of how he was. Which at the time I was like, I don't really care. Like, when I'm
was,
having
you
fun.
Were telling me, I think that it was like your first relationship. So you're like, oh, this is how it goes. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And so I was like, okay, I guess like this is just like what it looks like. Mm-hmm. I will do what he says. Cause also like, you know, he'd been out for 5 years when we met and I'd been out for 6 months.
Sure.
So it was very much in my like, what am I doing? Who am I?
Where do
I go? Yeah, yeah. And
daddy.
I think he realized that too. And that's probably ultimately why we broke up.
Yeah.
That is, he told me that. And yeah, it was definitely a role in which I don't want to play again in a relationship, but I've definitely seen it be either in relationships or situationships or whatever, mm-hmm. like play out a little bit where I will kind of be like, oh, I will do what you say. Cause I'm also like very chill. So I'm like, yeah
go with the flow.
Yeah. Which leaves me very open to being like susceptible to someone who's like, I need things my way or no way.
Or you know? A cult.
Or a cult. Okay.
Be great in a cult.
Thank you. I have been talking about this with friends for so long. We always play this game called Most Likely To.
Okay.
And someone says like, Most Likely To X.
Join a cult.
And then you all point to someone. I'm always the cult guy.
Of course.
Always.
Of course.
I'm just like, this sounds fun. I moved to LA and all I can do is talk about astrology.
Good. Welcome.
I bought some crystals.
Like, yes. Like,
yeah.
I have a crystal next to my toilet.
Yeah, as you should.
Yeah.
Yeah, didn't I take a nice poop?
No, I have a friend who's talking about it on stage, how like it sounds so relaxing to be in a cult where it's like, tell me what to wear. Tell me what to eat. I'll move these bricks.
I don't have
bricks.
To do anything. Yeah. I'll live there.
Yeah.
Don't pay me.
Tell me.
Yeah.
I'll do it. Same outfit every day.
It truly sounds like
a cartoon character.
I'm like getting turned on. I'm like, this is so easy. I don't have to think about anything. All I can do is like till the field or I don't know. Whatever you do in a cult.
Yeah, no, you're right.
Yeah.
Cults are mainly farms these days. Right.
Well, they need to make their food.
Yes.
You know, and famously don't have money to spend anywhere.
Truly.
Yeah.
Well, how's your sex life now?
It's pretty good.
Because you're firmly in LA.
Firmly in LA. I mean, sort of. I go back and forth to SF a lot.
But you have your own place in LA.
I have my own place, which has been fun.
Which is also great for the host travel conundrum.
Exactly.
If you're part of hookup culture.
Yes, yes, yes. I like tap in and tap out of hookup culture, I'd say. But the host travel conundrum is no longer a conundrum. I'm just like, come on over.
Come on over, baby.
Or like, please don't come over. I will come to you. Don't be in my space.
I agree. Yeah. There's this wild trade-off where it's, I can leave whenever I want if I go to them. But if they come to me, I'm kind of like, ooh.
I know, I want to kick them out.
You gotta kill.
Yeah, yeah. Especially if it's like, so I'm someone who like typically need to have some sort of like emotional connection with someone to have sex. Even if it's just like chatting at a bar for 20 minutes and be like, oh, you're cool, you're funny, like whatever.
I feel connected.
Yeah. Like I can't, I don't really ever go for the people who like hit you on Grindr and are like, here's a picture of my dick and my ass.
And this is what I want to do. And it's like, I'm on board with you on this. Mm-hmm. I can't even fathom committing to doing something until I meet the person.
Yeah.
Same. I'm like, I have no idea what I'm going to want to do until I can like, sense you.
Right. It's all about like, I mean, this is like cliche, but it's all about the vibe when you get there, you know, like every time I've had a Grindr hookup, which I guess I've had quite a few at this point, most of the times I leave being like, meh. You know, like that, I wish I would have like met them for a coffee first.
Yeah.
But like no one on Grindr wants to meet for a coffee. Like, everyone on Grindr wants to meet for, you know,
meet for a penis.
Yeah. Although I will say when I first moved to LA, I met a couple people on Grindr that are now my friends. We like hooked up and we're like, oh, you're cool. And now we like hang out a bunch. Yeah. So there is some positive to it too.
For sure. Everything's what you make of it.
Totally.
Like you said, the coffee thing and me, I wanted to like rear up and be like, you can get a coffee date on Grindr. But I agree. It's a lot of like fast, casual sexy time.
Exactly.
But, I don't know where I was going with that.
We're talking about like me living coffee alone.
Dates. Oh, you living alone, hosting versus traveling. Yeah. Sex life now is pretty good.
Yeah, it's pretty good. I like, I've been single for 2 years now, which is the longest I've ever been single since coming out.
Is that, does that make you feel a certain way?
Well, yeah, I'd say that I mean, the freedom of being single in a place like LA that has just like endless amounts of people and things to do is so fun.
Yeah.
But I definitely end up craving like companionship after a while.
Sure.
So I found a few like over my time here, I've had some people that I've like seen regularly, but it all never really has turned into more than just like, let's like hang out, go on a date, hook up, hang out, hook on a date. You
friends
know what
with
I mean?
Benefits.
Yeah. Ish. Yeah. Cause there's like some romance there, but then one of us always ends up kind of being like, oh, I think I'm gonna, you know.
It's just so hard to be on the same page for any amount of extended time.
Right. Because it's, and especially like, I mean, I feel like we all come into situations or like romantic experiences, well, hopefully knowing what you want. And then sometimes that'll change. But if the other person isn't changing alongside you, you're kind of
like... Then it's like, oh, are you coming?
Yeah.
Or like, should I just go?
Right. Like, are we going to just keep like having a glass of wine and then going back to my place? Or are we going to, you know what I mean?
Are we going to have babies?
Right. Are we going to like make this the real damn deal? You know?
One of the last guys I dated when we were breaking up, he's like, I feel like I'm holding you back. Mm. And I didn't want to like be like, I agree. But I was like... Oh, like I get that. Like I'm like, I don't know, a mover and a shaker sort of. And I'm like a little bit more go, go, go.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And so I think that can be a challenge to find a good fit.
How was he holding you back? If you want to talk about it, how was he holding you back?
I think it was that I had like a very like booming social life.
Yeah.
And I don't think he did as much.
Oh, I see.
So I was like always like, oh my, there's this open, my friend's doing this thing, or like I'm going to this premiere, or like, and I don't feel like he didn't see himself as having as much going on.
Yeah, it's tough. And it's kind of a weird dynamic if it's something that gets stuck in your head
for sure. You know? And so like, and I don't want to like, I don't know, I don't ever feel obligated to like bring someone along and like hold their hand
right
a lot,
right?
But that's also me being a savage cunt of a person.
Right Well, I've always called you
savage
cunt Noe Towers.
That's the brand.
We'll have to update the sign.
Well, let's segue into this hot or not.
Okay, great, perfect.
And we'll say sounding.
What is sounding?
Where people put like a thing down their urethra.
That's called sounding.
Uh-huh.
That like, no shame, but that terrifies me.
Yeah, I know. It sends a whole body shiver through me.
Like, yeah. Like, oh my
don't
God.
Don't do that.
I know. But I mean, if you like it, then get off on it. Like, go crazy. I don't know. I mean, I guess there's so many nerve endings in your dick that, like, it's got to feel good if that's the kind of thing that makes you feel good.
Well, the fact that, like, at least, Like, I have a, I can imagine what that feels like. You know what I mean? Like, that I think speaks volumes to like what it must actually feel like.
Totally. I would maybe do it to someone, but I wouldn't do it to myself.
Yeah. Ultimately, I feel like I would injure myself.
Yeah. I worry about things like breaking in there. Like the thing you're sticking in breaking inside of you, you know?
Oh my God.
I don't know why my head went to this, but like when you said like sticking something in your urethra, the first thing I thought of was like one of those like glass thermometers that you put in your mouth.
Oh, with the mercury in it?
Mercury in it.
I assume you would die.
I mean,
if you got mercury like, down your dick.
And like glass, I mean, you wouldn't die from the glass, but it'd be painful. And then the mercury, yeah, there's no way.
And then, okay, would you want to stay hard?
Probably have to,
because if you didn't, it would like shrink down and like you'd stab yourself. I think
over and over it feels like you just continue to stab yourself. So then, okay, so now you've broken a thermometer in your dick and you have to stay hard on the way to the hospital,
so you're like gently playing just, with yourself. Just, or just watching porn.
Viagra,
there you go,
that's the solution.
Wow.
Oh my God.
Okay. Piss.
Pit? Wait, piss, piss or pits?
Piss.
P-I-S-S?
I think you like pits.
I'm into pits.
What do you like to do with pits? Like lick them?
I like when people lick mine.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know. I don't think I've licked a pit. I've like sniffed a bunch.
Because you said you like musk a second ago.
I like musk.
That's a San Francisco boy thing.
Yeah, it absolutely is. I don't want to lick deodorant, and I'm pretty sure everyone's wearing it, so I'm kind of always like no thank you, but you can go to town on me if you want.
I literally had a guy in San Francisco, we were hooking up, went right for the pits, lick, and he was like, are you wearing deodorant? I'm like, yes.
Like, of course I
yes.
am.
Yes, like I'm from LA. Yeah. I'm sorry, I don't rub baking soda and like raisins on my underarms. Yeah.
I don't like I like drink a LaCroix and blow onto my armpit.
Yeah he was so mad. I'm like,
well, whatever,
that's your fault.
Yeah.
Okay, now piss or water sports.
I'm you know, the jury's out. I've never done it or had it done to me.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm open to it. I think I'm open to pretty much everything.
Really?
I think so. I would definitely want to do it in the shower as my like training, you know.
Sure. Well, if you pee on someone in the shower, it's like borderline funny.
Yeah, yeah.
Unless the water's not on. And then I think it's like in that other realm again.
I never thought about it with the water not on.
It just seems like there's more intention.
True.
If you're in the dry shower.
Yeah, I think from like the thing about it is the mess. I'm not worried about the piss. Like, I can see that being kind of hot, but okay. I just don't want to like clean up after.
And I do not want it going cold, like in bed, like with sheets and stuff.
Yes. And it's like, you got to clean the sheets and you're dry. Everything seems messy.
I think ideally it would happen like in a beachy situation where you're like coming out of the ocean, you're on the beach hooking up.
You've been stung by jellyfish.
Yes. Yes. On your asshole. And then that's where they're like,
right.
Piss on my hole.
Piss on my hole. When I was in Hawaii, as you mentioned, I got stung by a jellyfish. Really, really badly.
Did you pee on yourself?
No, but I so wished there was like a hot gay man there to pee on me, because it was like on my arms and chest, and I was like, this could be kind of hot.
Yeah.
But there wasn't. It was just like a middle-aged older woman.
And she squatted over you?
And she also had gotten stung. So she was like, go to the lifeguard.
Oh my God.
There was a lot of jellyfish in the water that day.
This is why I don't fuck with the ocean.
Yeah.
I'll look at it. I'm not going in anymore.
Yeah. Okay. I won't either. I think we should start
that
now.
We should stand in solidarity and
gaze against water.
Gaze against water. Dom sub role play.
Ooh, I'm very into this, but I have very mixed, what's not mixed emotions, it's the wrong word. So I'm verse.
Uh-huh.
And I'm verse to the point where like sometimes in bed I'll be like, never mind, I want to be sub now. You know, like, or not right now, I want to be Dom. And then I'll just like flip
you're a
around.
Switch, right?
Yeah, I guess. Yeah. Switch? Yeah. And that I think is so fun, because you're like, here I go. I'm going to like make this person do whatever I want. And then once I've like had my go, I'm like, your turn. You know? Maybe I'm just like, I like to share. I love an equal balance of power.
Sure.
But, and so I think in my head, that is a physical representation of the equal balance of power.
Definitely.
You know?
Equal rights.
Yeah. I don't like, want
to. Guess what? I'm coming for you after you do this thing to me.
You better look out.
Yeah, you better. Yeah,
exactly.
Treat others as you'd be treated. Yeah. Spanking.
Love. So
both,
fun.
Both ways?
Yeah, both ways, during, after, before.
Oh, it's just good, like always like...
Just love a spank. A
lot of contact with the butt.
Yeah, I'm a very physical touch person. I love
Is that your love language?
I love it, yeah.
Touch?
Yeah, I think so. It's up there. That and I think quality time are my two biggest ones.
Quality time's mine too.
Yeah.
It's why I'm really bad at giving gifts, I think. Because I'm like, oh, let's just hang out. Like,
yes. That's why all my gifts are experiences we do together.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, I'll take you to... My first thought was the mall. It's not really a good gift. But I'll take you to the Grove.
Woo!
I'll pay for parking. Yeah, I know. You're getting going.
Oh,
I can
my God.
See
the
it.
Grove is like such a mess.
Hot or not, the Grove.
Not. Although I heard they... Okay, so people... I've heard people have killed themselves there, like what? Jumping off the parking structure. And they like clean up the body really fast.
I hope so.
I mean, like, and that's like in like a Disney wild. World sort of way, like nothing to see here, kids.
Like one parking attendant has mouse ears on.
Yeah,
one parking attendant is not a parking attendant. They're just like the Zamboni of the body or whatever.
Yes,
yeah,
yes. They squeegee the body off the.
Oh, it's so horrible. I didn't know that.
The Grove is. I used to work at the Cheesecake Factory there, so no I had way. Like I have like PTSD vibes when I go.
Well, this kind of changes my view of you. I didn't know you worked at the Cheesecake Factory at the Grove.
Oh yeah,
that's
I've been through some shit, man.
You've seen it real.
I've seen some shit, man. Yeah, truly. Oh my God, I never want to work in. If you are listening and you work in food service, God bless you. Yeah, I don't know.
You're the true heroes.
Oh my God. Like drug fueled sex or like drunk sex.
I think it can be hot. As someone who's had a lot of it, I think that there is a fine line between it being hot and it being not, you know?
Sure.
I've had like plenty of sex where I kind of like, I know when I'm going into it, I know I'm going to have sex, but then I kind of like browning in and out the whole time.
Oh.
And then the next morning I'm like, ooh.
Like, I don't know if I had that I much fun. That. Yeah. Right.
Or it's like, oh, that was so fun. And then I start like details keep popping in and I'm like, oh, I like fell off the bed at one point, you know? Like,
yeah.
I definitely had a lot of sex like that, especially in that like fit, the moment I told you about between boyfriends in SF. When
yeah,
I was
yeah, really yeah, slutty, yeah, yeah, yeah.
A lot of like, I'm rolling.
After hours.
I'm a little drunk. After hours. Yeah. Ooh, can I do one for you?
Yeah.
Hot or not, dark room.
In theory, hot.
Uh-huh.
But I don't have much experience in them. I get very anxious.
Mm-hmm.
I get anxious in any, like, spotlight. Like,
yeah.
Late night. People are probably rolling. Most guys are shirtless and, like, gorgeous.
Right, right.
Like, beyond the STIs of it all, like, I feel inadequate often in yeah, those situations.
Totally.
So, yeah, I guess for me, it's a not.
Yeah, I hear you. I think that I, when you said, like, shirtless, people are really hot, blah, 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 I feel like I'm similar to you where I'm like happy with the body I have.
Yeah, I'm so grateful.
Right. But then in situations like that, I'm like, well, I don't, again, 17 abs, I don't have them.
I'm not on human growth hormone.
Right. Like, I'm not like this insanely ripped person. And that is a place where it's entirely physical. You are not having an emotional conversation with someone.
No.
Yeah.
So but I guess dark room is also an equalizer because it's like,
true.
It's dark.
It's really dark. But then it's
I flip to, I don't like the concept of who's touching me.
Totally. I think I want like, a very dark but somewhat dimly lit room.
Sure.
Yeah, so I can like see who I'm talking to.
I've heard of these like epic gay sex pool parties where it's like the pool, it's like loungy vibes.
Mm.
There's like an open air garage that's like been set up for like sexual stuff. So you can like hang out by the pool and then like go fool around if you want.
Oh, that's
and,
fun.
And like people can watch and like it can be at your leisure sort of. So I think I'm gonna like dip my toe in something like that.
That'd be fun. That kind of reminds me of like... like bathhouses or like steamworks.
Yeah.
Or something like that. Like those I think are so fun.
They can be.
Yeah. I mean, they can also be weird, but yeah.
Yeah. The thing with the sex pool party is like, I think there's some vetting.
Yeah. You're not just paying like $25 it's and blocking
yeah,
shit
and like,
in the locker.
There you go. Yeah, like, I'm about to work 2 gay cruises and it's like, it's bonkers in general,
yeah.
But they have like a spa on all the ships and it's like, gets intense.
Sure. Yeah. I feel like, And you put gays, even like an Equinox, put them near a steam room or a sauna. Yeah, like you hear about the gym in SF, in the Castro, SF Fitness.
No.
They had to permanently close their steam room because the gutters were, or the like drain became too full of cum.
No. Yeah, that's an urban legend.
Swear to God. No, I swear to God. I mean, it's permanently closed. I can't, I mean, I guess I can't confirm
that the cum it's closed the cum it.
Part of it, but I can confirm that people hooked up in there all the time. Like, it was just going there to fuck.
We're not going to beat that. So, the last thing on the pod is, what is a piece of advice you'd give younger Dan before he began, like, his sexual journey?
Ooh, that's a good question. I feel like, is this, like, in relation to sex, in relation to relationships, in relation to all things?
I would gear it towards sex and relationships.
Okay. I'd say,
But if there's something else, like, no, that's really gnawing at you.
I think it's sex and relationships, yeah. I think it's, like, stick up for myself a little better. You know, like, I, again, going back to that first relationship, like, I very much is, like, I'm chill, but I do have, like, my lines I want to draw, and I never, I kind of, I'm still learning what those lines are. So, like, stick up for what I want, say no a little more, but don't not have fun, yeah. You know? And I think to the point of, like, the drugs and drinking, sex, like cool it a little bit, learn balance with drinking and drugs, and then go have the fun sex when you're on them versus like popping Molly, running off, you know,
sure.
Like just, I guess generally being more careful and like treating myself a little better, both sexually and just like in relationships, setting boundaries, listening to my needs, like, you know, focusing on me, which is my 2023 goal.
Oh my God. Yeah. Well, I hope it's going well so far.
Yeah. Well, we're only 4 days in and
yeah,
a lot of crying, but I mean, it's good crying.
No.
You got to cleanse the soul at the beginning of the
year.
That's
true.
Yeah.
Where can people find you? Do you want people to find you?
Yeah, I would love people to find
me.
My Instagram is at Dan B. Whitman. That's WHITMAN. And my Venmo, if you want to pay me for this, is also at Dan-Whitman.
I love you got a good one.
Yeah, thanks. I got Venmo like right when it came out.
I was going to say, I could see Dan Whitman, you know, -27 right. or something. No, but you got Dan name, Whitman.
Baby. I should put my Venmo like on all my social media.
So dude.
Pay me for no reason.
Yes.
Yeah.
No, we love a little Venmo treat.
We love a Venmo treat.
Thank you for doing this.
Thank you. This is so fun.